Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. Science that changes the way you look at the world around you. Science which teaches you something about this great universe that we live in. And if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, give us a call. Our hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down. 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you write your name, the website you're listening to or the station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And bingo, maybe you can have your thoughts heard on over 100 radio stations and the internet, which carry Science Fantastic. And Science Fantastic is different from an ordinary science program. Some science programs teach you the names of birds, the names of plants, things like that. Things which, of course, you're going to forget the next day. Who can remember all the names of the animals and plants? But concepts, simple concepts that explain the universe, will stay with you forever. For example, I remember as a kid watching the TV explain the weather. And they had all sorts of charts and diagrams and hot weather fronts and cold weather fronts and where it was raining. And it seemed like, what a mess. How can you explain the weather this way? And then I figured it out. It's when hot air, a mass of hot air, collides with a mass of cold air, and the joint between the two causes it to rain for the most part. So in other words, now you can decode all those graphs on the evening news talking about the weather by simply looking at where the hot air and the cold air collides. And so a simple explanation is worth a thousand words. And of course, some of these principles are easy to understand by children. For example, years ago, there was a young boy who was very curious about light. And he asked himself a simple question. Can you outrace a light beam? Such a simple question. Well, it took him a while to figure it out. In fact, it took him 10 years to figure it out, from the age of 16 to the age of 26. But when he was 26 years old, he figured it out. You cannot outrace a light beam. A light beam always travels at the same velocity, no matter how fast you run. Well, who was the name of that boy? His name was Albert Einstein. And what was that theory? The theory was called relativity. And what are some consequences of relativity? Well, the atomic bomb. The nature of energy of the stars. What drives the universe? All of that from a boy, barely 16 years of age, who asked himself a simple question about the universe. About, can you outrace a light beam? Okay, well, today what I'm going to do, I'm going to start off by answering some of the questions that I get on the email. I get so many. First of all, I'll answer the question about flying saucers and does the military have spacecraft left over from crashes of alien ships? Well, yes, it sounds like another Hollywood movie, but this time these are senior officials of the military making these claims. This is new. And speaking about space, we'll say a few things about space tourism. Are we entering a new stage of space tourism? All of a sudden now Virgin Galactic has launched a successful commercial mission into space. So we now have not one, not two, but three different groups offering a ticket to heaven. And then we'll say a few things about artificial intelligence. Are the robots going to take over? Well, it seems that almost every week now, a new revelation is coming out about how AI could be good or bad. So we'll talk about the pros and cons of artificial intelligence. Okay, well, let's jump right in. First of all, let me say something about UFOs. Throughout history, there have been claims of strange things in the sky. Even the Bible, going back hundreds, thousands of years, mentions these things. Ezekiel sees the wheel in the sky, for example. But only recently have some of these things been recorded by the military. And using these videotapes, we can now reconstruct how fast these objects move and what they're all about. We now realize, for example, that analyzing the U.S. Navy tapes that were just declassified recently, frame by frame, we now realize that these objects can travel between Mach 2 and Mach 20 on a drop of a hat. That's 20 times the speed of sound. We can't do that with our military craft, especially because these craft will also go underwater. That's right. They can drop 80,000 feet from way up there all the way down to sea level in a matter of a few seconds, and then if they want to, go underwater. And when they zigzag, the G-forces on the hull of these objects create G-forces at the level that would crush your bones because of the centrifugal force generated by these objects. So, what do we make of this? Well, now we have a whistleblower that has had access to these documents, in fact, was privy to some of the congressional testimonies that were recently given to the United States Congress. And he claims not only do we have videotapes, no, we have more than that. We have the ships. We have the crashed ships, not to mention the fact we also have intact ships. Well, that, of course, hit the front page news. All of a sudden, we have not just some farmer, not just some housewife, but no, a senior military official with access to top secret documents saying that there's a lot more than meets the eye. But then things began to wobble a little bit when people asked them, where's the beef? Where are the bodies? Where's the wreckage? Show us tangible evidence. And then it came out that almost all that he heard, all that he knew about, was when he heard people talk about these things, people that did have access to these things. Well, then the floodgates opened up. All of a sudden, scores of individuals would go to the press and say they've seen the bodies, not just the wreckage, not just the fuselage of a UFO, but they've seen the bodies. And then it took off. All of a sudden, everyone was claiming something right out of the movies. So this was a replay of the movies, except, of course, we were talking about the evening news instead. Now, what's my attitude to all of this? First of all, I think it's a good thing that we have whistleblowers. I think it's a good thing that the military has now owned up to the fact that it's sitting on hours of videotapes of these things doing all sorts of gyrations in the sky. I think that's a good thing. And I think it's a good thing that physicists are now being asked to analyze these videotapes frame by frame using Newton's laws of motion. That, I think, is a good thing, because journalists always say, follow the money. Physicists say, follow the evidence. And the evidence seems to point out that, yes, there are strange things happening in the sky that push the very boundaries of what we can do with our military craft. But then, I think it went out of control. Where's the beef? If there are bodies of aliens that have been involved in a crash, then who can believe it until we see the hard evidence? At that point, we have every right to be skeptical. In other words, show me the beef. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can have your thoughts heard on 100 radio stations and the internet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Next, we get a lot of emails concerning space tourism. When will it be that mom and dad can go flying into outer space, just like the astronauts? Well, I like to look at it this way. Transportation goes in three stages. For example, when the railroads were first mass produced in the 1800s, railroads went through phase one. Who was being transported? What was being transported? The military, hardwood, goods, coal. In other words, the railroads were initially used for the transport of military and of goods that could be sold. That was phase one. Phase two was when rich people realized, hey, we can commercialize this. We can sell tickets, luxury tickets. We can go on the Orient Express, go where no one's gone before in a lifetime. And we can scour the earth for tourist sites. So all of a sudden, rich people got in the game. That's stage two. Stage three is when, well, mom and dad can hop on a train and pretty much go everywhere they want. Now, if transportation goes in three stages, at what stage is space tourism? Well, stage one was when the United States and Russia went head-to-head in a race to see who can go to the moon first. Then, finally, we're entering stage two, where billionaires are now selling tickets to go into space. The recent space shot with Virgin Galactic, tickets sold for $450,000 a pop. So if you happen to have a spare $450,000 laying around, $500,000 laying around, then you too can go into outer space. That's stage two. So we're now entering stage two when rich people dominate the trade. But eventually we're at number three. And number three means that mom and dad will go into outer space. That it won't be just a toy for rich people. Everyone will have a chance to go rocketing into outer space. Well, let me say a few things about AI. I've been getting a lot of emails about AI. It's been one of the big topics in science circles for the last several years. And, however, I think that we have to separate the good stories from the inflammatory stories that don't educate people at all. First of all, the media has gone overboard saying that, watch out, the robots may one day take over not just the earth, but take over your job, and robots can lie, they have deceit, and who knows, maybe one day they can take over. Well, let's back up a few steps. First of all, how advanced are chatbots, as they're called? Well, it turns out that a chatbot is like a tape recorder. It simply takes snippets of essays from the web, cobbles them together, and then spits out what you get by putting these essays together. And then people are shocked. Shocked. People are saying, oh my God, there's a human voice. There's a human voice behind these things. It's animate. Well, of course there's a human voice. It's like a tape recorder. There's a human voice behind the sounds of a tape recorder. And there's also a human voice behind the essays that you can cobble together from the internet. So what are the limitations of this? People say now, robots, they have consciousness. Robots can take over. But hey, let's take a few back steps, first of all. First of all, these objects are not creative. They simply take what's already on the internet because some teenage boy went ranting and raving on the internet. It simply takes them and splices them together. These chatbots are not original. They cannot create new works of fiction. They simply take old stuff and zap them together. First of all, they don't know the difference between right and wrong. You see, they're tape recorders. Do you expect a tape recorder to know the difference between right and wrong? Of course not. And also truth and falsehood. Do these chatbots know what truth is or what a lie is? No, they're tape recorders. They simply take what somebody else has written, cobbles them together, and passes it off. Now, I once saw a big article in a newspaper in New York City, which quoted from chatbots, which said that they are planning to take over, that humans will be extinct soon. They're going to be pushed out because we robots are going to take over. Big headlines. Chatbots predict the doom of humanity. Well, let's back up a few steps. First of all, who wrote that? Probably some teenage boy who posted it on the internet and then it was taken by the newspaper, spliced together, and printed out as if it was the voice of the internet. No, it's the voice of some teenage boy, not the voice of the internet. So then what are the potential dangers? The potential danger is not that they're going to take over and have a robot revolt, because robots are not creative. They have no consciousness of their own. They're like a tape recorder. It's like assuming that a tape recorder is going to take over the world. Ridiculous. The dangers are as follows. First of all, they can send false messages. They can impersonate people. They can impersonate legitimate people and become criminals as a consequence. For example, if someone can impersonate Vladimir Putin and put that on the web, then it might sound as if Vladimir Putin is declaring war on NATO, which would be a disaster. And so you have to realize that these chatbots cannot tell the difference between true and false, right and wrong. They only reprogram what is already in their memory. So the problem is, first of all, can they send false messages, impersonate people, create mischief? And the answer is yes. That's something we have to be careful about. For example, in the United States, we have freedom of the press. But does that mean that you can yell fire in the middle of a theater? No. You go to jail for that. There are limitations to the freedom of speech. And so at some point, there have to be limitations to chatbots. Chatbots are not going to declare World War III. They're not going to do all sorts of mischief because the laws will be passed to make sure that these things are used to benefit people rather than harm people. Now, the benefits of chatbots are enormous. They can provide instantaneous analysis. They can provide essays that are crafted brilliantly. They can do a lot of good. But like anything, like a bow and arrow, like a gun, it has a positive and negative aspect. Everything has a positive and negative aspect. So we have to control the negative aspects while allowing the positive aspects of chatbots to flourish. Now, the next problem is jobs. Will AI take over the job market? Now, that is something that we have to worry about. But think of a blacksmith. Long time ago, blacksmiths, of course, would make horseshoes for horses. Well, how many horses do we have now in downtown? Not too many. But does that mean that we don't need people like that? Well, we need people like that to do other things. So they retrain themselves to become automobile workers, for example. So it means that people who are in jobs that are doomed will have to retrain, learn a new profession, because new jobs will open up. Somebody has to maintain the chatbot. Somebody has to correct the mistakes of the chatbot. Somebody has to interpret what is said by the chatbot. So in other words, new jobs will open up. Now, three kinds of jobs are in danger, but they're not going to go extinct because of the fact that I'll mention very soon. First is, jobs that are repetitive will go out the window. Jobs that require the same mechanical motion over and over again will go extinct. There's no doubt about that, because that's what robots can do. But jobs that involve, for example, carpentry, that involve artwork, jobs that involve like intricate use of your hands cannot be replaced. Also, jobs that involve human interaction, like counselors, will not lose their jobs. Lawyers will not lose their jobs. And then strategists, people that strategize about the future of industry, they will have jobs in the future. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and we'll continue with answering your questions on the internet. Give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Sweden is an official NATO member nation, capping the largest expansion of the Western alliance in decades. The Swedish Prime Minister came to the U.S. this week to deliver the news. He says Sweden is in NATO to stay.
The security situation in our region has not been this serious since the Second World War. Russia will stay a serious threat to the Euro-Atlantic security for the foreseeable future.
The move is welcomed by top U.S. officials who say Russian President Vladimir Putin should take notice. The Pentagon has stated there is no indication of the U.S. concealing the presence of UFOs. On Friday, the Department of Defense published a 63-page report on unidentified anomalous phenomena, asserting that most sightings were due to misidentifications of everyday objects and phenomena. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on the air, if you want to have that question that's always been bothering you about this great universe of ours, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And bingo, maybe your thoughts will be heard on over 100 radio stations on the internet, which carry Science Fantastic. And just remember that sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound questions of all. For example, years ago, there was a great university in England that was shut down because of disease. The plague hit London. And there was a boy who had to go home as a consequence. And this boy saw an apple fall from an orchard tree. And then he looked up in the sky and he saw the moon. And then he asked a question which changed world history. And that is, if an apple falls, does the moon also fall? And he thought for a moment And he said, well, the moon must obey the same forces that govern an apple. And since he was working out the motion of an apple, that allowed him to work out the motion of the moon. And for that matter, the universe itself. Well, that young man was Isaac Newton. And it just goes to show you that even a kid that asks a stupid question, like, does the moon also fall, can change world history. Okay, well, let's take the next listener phone call. And again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. So let's take the next listener phone call.
This is Paul, KFBX, Fairbanks, Alaska. My question is, at what time after the Big Bang was the chemistry of life stable enough to start to function? Or, in other words, how old could life be in the universe? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question which has dogged science for thousands of years, because people have wondered how far back can you go to understand the nature of life and this great universe of ours. Well, first of all, we do have the Big Bang Theory. And the Big Bang Theory says that the universe itself as a whole started with a gigantic explosion over 13 billion years ago. And that explosion sent the galaxies, stars, moons, planets hurtling in all the directions. But it was very hot in those days. So hot that you could not have life forms in that hot plasma that came out of the Big Bang. But the universe began to cool down. It took time, but finally, after a few billion years, the universe got cool enough so that atoms would form. You see, atoms could not form in the early stages of the Big Bang. As soon as atoms formed, they were ripped apart. Things were too hot. The Big Bang was too hot initially, so that stable atoms could not exist. But finally, when the temperature of the Big Bang dropped to the point where stable atoms can exist, that's when things really started to gel. All of a sudden, we had planets forming. And out of the planets, we had a chemistry that created, for example, H2O. And we think that out of H2O, chemicals that came together were the chemicals that made life itself possible. First of all, you need water. Water is the universal solvent. It allows you to dissolve chemicals that can then create the building blocks of life. And then from these chemicals, you can create, eventually, DNA and proteins and the stuff of life. And that took another 6 billion years. So let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about how life itself got started from the soup that created the universe.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. As we said before, when you look at this cosmic clock going all the way back to the beginning of the universe, we can sort of fit together now the different pieces which made life possible. The Big Bang itself took place over 13 billion years ago. It took billions of years for the universe to cool down to form planets and DNA and water. And water, being a solvent, allowed Mother Nature to put together amino acids. Amino acids form spontaneously, all by themselves. We find amino acids in dust clouds. We find amino acids in meteorites. We find amino acids in gas clouds billions of light years from Earth. And why are amino acids so important? Because they are the building blocks of life. We see the ingredients of life everywhere we look in the universe. But only in certain places like the Earth did all these amino acids come together to form DNA and then form the spark of self-replicating molecules. The key point was when molecules begin to self-replicate, that is, make copies of themselves. It's not enough just to create a protein, because that's what proteins are made of, amino acids. It takes more than that. These amino acids have to learn to replicate themselves, to make copies of themselves, and that's what DNA is all about. DNA is one of the few self-replicating molecules. All by itself, it'll make a copy of itself. And if it can make one copy of itself, how many more copies of itself can it make? Well, an infinite number of copies of themselves. And that was the beginning of life. So the beginning of life takes place about 6 billion years ago, perhaps in the oceans, perhaps originally near volcano vents at the bottom of the ocean, because volcano vents supply energy. Energy by which the DNA can get off the ground. And eventually the DNA, because it can self-replicate, creates enough copies of itself that it can protect itself from the harsh environment and create a cell. So a cell is a sphere that protects the ancient DNA from destruction from the harsh environment. Once the cell forms, it means that the DNA is now protected against the harsh atmosphere, the harsh radiation, the harsh temperatures found in the early universe. This, of course, all took billions of years. This was not a simple process. It was a process of trial and error where Mother Nature tries to put things together to form higher and more complex organisms. And so once again, starting from water and starting from sunlight, we create amino acids. And from amino acids, we create DNA, which self-replicates. Self-replication is made possible by the creation of cells, which can protect the DNA. These cells band together to form multicellular organisms. And before you know it, we have life as we know it on the planet Earth. So it's not an easy process, but it's a process that made the universe itself work. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. My name is Joel Goldfarb. I'm listening to you on, I think, KAKU FM or KAOI FM. In either case, it would be in Hawaii. My question may seem a little mundane in the face of all these cosmic speculations, but as a musician, I've always wondered why the frequency doubling of a note results in an octave, or by halving it, results in an octave below the first note. Yet in color, in vision, there doesn't seem to be a relation between just pick any color and then double the frequency of that color. Doesn't seem to generate anything that's visually, at least, related to the first color, as far as I can see, but maybe that's just my limitation. So that seemed a little enigmatic to me, why the mathematics worked with the audio, but not with the visual. That's it. Thanks. Aloha.
Okay, well, unfortunately, we have to take another short commercial break, but after the break, we'll talk about atoms and how atoms vibrate to create notes, and why some people think that these notes can create atoms themselves. And that's called string theory. But we'll talk about that after the break. So let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll talk about music and the universe. Stay tuned.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we take your phone calls, your questions, and put them on the air. Well, we had a question coming in, and first of all, the question of octaves. It turns out that, of course, sound waves can create octaves, where a note that is one octave higher than a previous note sounds pretty much indistinguishable. They resonate together, they beat together, and that's why we call them an octave. And then the question is light. Does light also have an octave? Well, let's talk about that one by one. First of all, it was Pythagoras himself, the founder of Pythagorean theorem, that put it all together. One day he went to a blacksmith shop, and he saw a sword being created. And you notice that when you hit the sword, the longer the sword, the lower the note. And then he went to a music shop where he saw lyres. They look like guitars. And the lyre string, you pluck it, and you find out that the longer the lyre, the lower the note. And then Pythagoras had one of the ideas of the century, and that is music can be reduced to mathematics. And then he created a school where he thought that the universe itself can be explained using the laws of music. And so he began to write them down, the thirds, the fifths, the octaves, and so on and so forth. And he realized that there was a beautiful mathematics behind the octaves and notes of a string, lyre string or a sword. And from this, he thought you can create a universe. So he made this leap, this huge leap, saying that the universe itself was nothing but a musical note or a series of musical notes, that the universe, the diversity of matter of the universe can be explained by the intricacies of a lyre string. Well, unfortunately, the Roman Empire fell apart. There were no people that carried on the work of Pythagoras, and the idea pretty much was ignored for the next 2,000 years, until recently. Now, of course, we have string theory, and for those of you who are interested in string theory, you can get any number of my books, which will give you an explanation of string theory. For example, the book Hyperspace or Parallel Worlds gives you a description of how the universe itself can be viewed as higher octaves of a simple string. Now, what is an octave? If I take a look at a vibrating string, it divides the length in terms of multiples. These are wavelengths of itself. And if you double the number of wavelengths, you get another note which sounds very similar to the original note. And so by simply doubling or tripling the number of nodes that you can create on a string, you create higher octaves. And these higher octaves blend together to form perfect harmony. And that's where the theory of octaves comes in. An octave is a repetition of a previous note by simply having its wavelength, increasing its vibrational frequency, and then you get the next octave. Okay? So that's how that works. Light and all vibrations have the same property. Except, of course, sometimes the frequencies get so high that you can't necessarily easily put them together. And the same thing for light. Even though sound is such that we, with our ears, can hear many octaves simultaneously, And therefore, we know that these sounds are harmonious, that they blend together to form octaves. And that is, of course, one of the basis of music. And then the notes A, B, C, D, E, F, G. The other notes are basically fractions, fractions of the original octave. But then when you talk about light, and you start to go to the next octave of light, you find that our eyeballs cannot receive and interpretate frequencies that high. And so, unfortunately, our eyeballs are not good enough to begin to interpret the higher octaves. But for lower notes, that's what music is all about. Our hearing is big enough. Our hearing is powerful enough to see, to hear many octaves simultaneously, while our eyes are not good enough to see many octaves of light. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Doug. I listen to you on your podcast and KFQD radio in Anchorage. I was wondering if you could explain how a cesium fountain clock works or how atomic clock works in general. Thank you.
Okay, well, people have often asked a simple question. How long is a second? How long is a year? And we, of course, have calendars that are based on the rotation of the Earth going around the Sun. But as time went by, we began to realize that there were imperfections. Imperfections in the length of the year. That the length of the year is not 365 days plus or minus leap year and so on and so forth. And so we could no longer depend upon the Earth to calculate what time it is. We have to go to the atomic level. And so we abandoned the idea of looking at the Earth itself as the origin of a second. And we started to look at the atomic level because atoms vibrate. And because atoms vibrate, and atoms are all identical for the same element, we can now use the identical nature of the wavelength or the frequency of these notes to calibrate the length of a second. So now we use atomic clocks. Atomic clocks are so accurate, they can give us within a fraction of a second the true length of a year. So the Earth is no longer the arbiter of a second. The arbiter of a second comes from the atomic theory, and we know precisely what a year is at the atomic level. And so that's how we can calculate the date and time for things that happened thousands of years into the past or into the future. So this is where atomic physics meets the calendar. Okay, that's it for Science Fantastic.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.